Pro-Israel voters rejoice at U.S. attack on Iran nuclear sites, thank God we voted for Donald Trump. By Joel B. Polak on June 21, 2025. Thank God we voted for Donald Trump. That was the reaction of one Republican voter, an Israeli-American interviewed on Israel's Army radio from the U.S. After President Donald Trump revealed that he had ordered a successful airstrike on Iran's nuclear sites. Reactions were similar among pro-Israel voters, particularly in the Jewish community, with messages flying back and forth as the Jewish Sabbath ended. God bless President Trump, God bless America, said one. A nuclear Iran has been viewed as the greatest existential threat to the Jewish state for two decades. Pro-Israel voters have long urged the U.S. to be prepared to attack Iran's nuclear program if necessary. That position was shared by the leaders of both parties. At least rhetorically, even President Barack Obama often said that the military option was on the table. However, few, including the Iranian regime, believed Obama would act. Ultimately, he reached a deal under which Iran received billions of dollars in sanctions relief in exchange for a temporary pause in nuclear enrichment. Though Jewish voters are divided, and most favor the Democrats, most have been united in their opposition to Iran's nuclear ambitions. Democrats have been moving toward anti-Israel positions in recent years. A plurality opposed Israel's war effort in Iran, even before the U.S. became involved. However, pro-Israel Democrats, such as Senator John Fetterman, DPA, have long supported military action against Iran. Fetterman congratulated Trump on Saturday. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, the most dramatic first 100 days in presidential history, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.